101 X.
It's the Morning X. This part right here. This part.
Yeah.
I point that out every time. You guys paying attention? I really like the yeah. So we're counting down the days. Girlfriend is moving in. Did I say 4 days? How can it be 4 days?
4 days.
I don't know. It's happening this weekend.
That's less than a week, Jason.
We're moving. And it's not just her, but her little man, Bumbleito, who is just the most interesting little guy ever. He, I'm going to have to demonstrate for you. We'll do a video someday of his running / walking gait.
Yeah.
He has a very specific way in which he moves. You know, I was theorizing on it. I should save this for when we're doing the video, but whatever. I think it's because he's never played sports. Everything he's learned about physical activity has been from like Sonic the Hedgehog or some video game.
I was about to say, if you know anime, it's very Naruto. Where your arms are just your arms are out wide. And you just run.
It's like
he's learned how to run from a video game.
He talks in interesting ways. He says interesting things. The other day we were just driving somewhere, and he goes, "Jason, can we go skiing?" And I said, "What?" He's like, "I'd like to go skiing." I said, "Snow skiing?" He says, "Yes." I was like, "Do you snow ski?" No.
I mean, same thing. Jason, take me snow skiing with you. I've never been.
I don't know. Well, think about it.
I want to go snow skiing.
But he texted me a suggested chore services list. Complete with prices. It's on our Twitter. Clean room, he charges $5. Do the dishes is $10. Laundry is $15. Take care of the dog, which is his dog as well, he charges $20 for.
For the full day.
Yeah.
Emergency use only.
Yeah. I was about to say, don't forget the bottom part. That's the important one. That's for emergencies.
Yeah.
He's charging you for an emergency.
Perhaps my favorite, $50, make a lemonade stand and sell lemonade. Can only be used during the summertime.
I want you to
doing no fall lemonade stands, all right?
I want you to negotiate. Tell them you'll do 100, but in the winter. Just out there bundled up in the cold.
And some interesting Twitter feedback. Nemesis Kayla says, "Lord, those prices. Back in the day, we got 50 cents for cleaning the kitchen, $1 for the bathroom. Inflation isn't that high from the early 2000s until today." Yeah. She also says the voice Jason makes for Bumbleito is really questionable. I thought it was, I only did it one time because I was like, that's how he talks, and everybody has said it's a hit, so that's why I keep using it.
I mean, I almost want to say that we have to record Bumbleito saying something so people can hear exactly how that is. Like it's perfect, but it does, if you don't know Bumbleito, it kind of sounds like you're doing like a Spectrum-y voice.
Oh.
Which I think is maybe what she's saying.
I'm trying to celebrate his uniqueness.
Yeah, my mom asked about that.
If that's like the way that he really talks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom was like, really?
Jason, when I move in, can I have my own office?
Yeah.
I tell you what he needs to do. He needs to just add to his list of chores, $10 he just leaves whenever you say to. Just you pay him $10 and he just leaves the room because you're annoyed or just don't want to put up with him.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be an instant millionaire.
See, but...
$10 to go to my room.
These should be free, right? I should just be able to. Dan's the Man tweets at the Morning X, says, "Sounds to me like Bumbleito is going after affluence prices. He lives in Affluence Hill and charges for his services." So is he like identified me as a mark?
Oh, yeah.
He knows.
I think it's 50% he knows you're affluent and 50% he knows you're just cuckable.
If
he knows you won't push back on these prices.
Oh, I'm pushing back. All right. I'm not paying.
No, he knows that you'll look at that and you'll say, "Oh, only $5 to wash my laundry? That's a steal."
I want you to turn the spare bedroom into like his office. That way you can put a sign on the door, just Bumbleito's Chore Services Incorporated.
Bumbleito Enterprises.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He does like Excel spreadsheets in there and he wears suits. He'll wear suits every day to go in.
El Flamingo SA says, "Investing in Bumbleito couldn't be any worse than investing in BlackBerry." Which I'll have you guys know, all right? Mm-hmm. My 1 a.m. impulse stock buys, I bought $1,000 worth of garbage, okay? And I had it up to $12.98. Now, the market's taking a slight downturn, but we're still at $11.74, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
How's your Bitcoin?
It's still way up, okay? It's like way up, like 40% this year, okay? Yeah, one time it was 250%, but still way up.
You know,
good for you. I'm happy.
That's yeah. great.
All right.
My Dogecoin has taken a dive, but we're still about 400%.
I still don't know that you have Dogecoin.
Maybe right? that's how Bumbleito wants to get paid.
What up, X? It's the Morning X. Julio from SA tweets at the Morning X says, Jason, you got to do something special for the anniversary. And then links today is the one of the 22-year anniversary of Limp Bizkit releasing Significant Other, which, guys, I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything. I'm not supposed to say anything?
I wouldn't.
Things are in the works. Things are in the works.
Oh, my.
Have I already said too much? Okay, my bad. Hey, you know what's in the works right now? Your chance to go to the movies. We have a Galaxy Theaters Austin prize pack, 2 movie tickets, plus $25 gift card for concessions. 512-835-1015. Go see Fast 15. Is that what it is, Nick?
Half 9.
But they're only on 9?
What? Yeah. No way. No way.
Nick saw it, and we'll have his review of F9. Is it just called F9? F that.
Isn't it FF?
It might be Fast and the Furious 9, but
FF.
The real fans. The Furies. We call it F9.
His review in the coming days. But right now, we're going to play some Are You Smarter Than Jason? 512-835-1015. This is the number. 512-835-1015. Hasha, what song is this?
Shut up. Clint Eastwood.
Dead Cat for Cutie? Oh, my God. Good luck on the phone. What X? It's the Morning X. Punk rock physicist tweets at the Morning X says, if y'all start playing Limp Bizkit, I swear. Nah, it's...
He swears what?
I said too much. And QMAX says, yes, all the chores should be free. You're giving him practically free housing, and by practically free, I mean, his mama sure does care about his housing.
I get it.
I didn't do a very... All right, a Galaxy Theater's Austin movie prize pack.
Am I smarter than
parallelogram.
I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid.
Our contestant is, hi, Denver?
Yes, sir.
Denver, what's up, man? I'm going the hallway. Good luck.
Denver, we've got 3 trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one of those, answer more correct than Jason, and you will be going, getting your movie on. And your choices today are snake trivia, want to get high, which is mountain trivia, or famous historical figures. Your choice.
Let's go with historical figures.
All right. That's what I try for, is just that, okay, we'll do that one.
Yeah. Oh, history.
All right. Which U.S. president orchestrated the Louisiana Purchase? U.S. president bought Louisiana?
I believe.
You can do it.
There's
only like 50 multiple choice.
Early. Let's go early. Jefferson.
That's correct.
Woo!
You meant Thomas, right? Not Martin Van Jefferson?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to go Thomas.
Good, because that's correct. Let's see. Thomas Jefferson, first hipster. Look it up. What ruler was literally stabbed in the back on the Ides of March?
This is ninth grade English, I believe.
Okay. Interesting tactic. What ruler was literally stabbed in the back on the Ides of March?
Okay, and not the name of the play, but Julius Caesar.
There you go.
Yeah.
That is the name of the play, too. But
thanks,
good job. You got it. And finally, number 3, to go for the sweep. What oil tycoon became the world's first official billionaire in 1916?
Ooh.
What oil tycoon became the world's official first billionaire in 1916?
I'm not sure I could even name a single person. It's not Andrew Carnegie, but I don't know another answer.
Oh, you were right there. John D. Rockefeller. How do you get to Rockefeller Center? With oil. Hold on, Denver. We'll get Jason back in here. Jeez, now I'm wilding out. Our man
now.
Denver. Yeah, it was Emily. Now I'm doing. Anyway.
What?
Denver chose famous historical figures, and he got 2 out of 3.
All right. Well played, Denver.
Mm-hmm. Number 1, Which U.S. president orchestrated the Louisiana Purchase? I did give him the multiple choice of just however many presidents there have been.
So. Good. And as a UT, the history course that I took was specifically the history of the U.S. presidency.
Was it really?
Yeah. I took a lot of crosswords into that class. I seriously have no idea. FDR.
Thomas Jefferson.
I was going to say Jefferson.
Well, you should have.
Yeah. Okay.
Should I have told you it's
God, FDR is terrible. There's so many states at that point. Louisiana, that surely had to have been like.
That's interesting, though. I should start giving you like it's, eight letters across or whatever. Number two, what ruler was stabbed in the back on the Ides of March? I read that terribly. What ruler was literally stabbed in the back on the Ides of March?
Something, something, protractor, something.
Good.
That's not funny!
He got two?
Yeah.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He got that one and this one.
And this one and that one.
Give me Cain.
Cain?
Cain? Yeah.
Abel.
Julius Caesar.
A little
too far back.
Well, Cain or Abel, one of those dudes done.
Cain stabbed Abel and then was marked with the mark of Cain.
I thought you were talking about
biblical.
Cain and Abel's hook'em, I guess.
Yeah. Jesus. Tuesday night, dollar beer night. Yeah. They still have that?
I don't know.
It's surely
been.
Not a dollar anymore.
You know I've never been.
Any college things, Emily? We're gonna work on this. All right. You win, Denver. Hold on 1 second. What's the last one?
What oil tycoon became the world's...
Rockefeller.
Yes.
Ooh, that was quick.
We gotta go.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative Rock all day.